Hi, this is Debbie Voiles with Beginner Runner Village podcast number 41, 10-day Become a Runner class, day 6, warming up and walking paces. This is the 6th in a series of 10 podcasts that condense all the material, all the topics from all of my previous podcasts into just 10 episodes. I probably should have called it the Quick Start series because that's really what it is. Now, whatever topic I cover on any of these 10, you can always go back to prior episodes and find expanded versions. Now, let's talk about warming up. Warming up is critical, but often overlooked, an often overlooked element of beginner runner training. And sadly, that often results in a serious penalty in the form of an injury. And since injuries are often the reason beginners give up on running, it's clear that warming up or not warming up may be the pivotal difference between becoming a runner and returning to the couch. Every workout must start with a warm-up, but I know what many beginner runners think about. They think they are too slow to need to warm up. They believe that their normal pace is, in fact, the pace experienced runners would consider a warm-up. Well, that may be true. But it's also completely irrelevant. I've been saying all along, you need to adhere to all the same training principles as experienced runners. But it's key to modify the actual activity, the intensity, duration, and frequency to be appropriate for beginner runners. An appropriate warm-up is just as beneficial to you as it is to any runner. But your warm-up, if you're just beginning, should in fact be a walk. Yes, if you're doing the walk-run intervals correctly, then you're already running at your slowest pace, I would hope, your only pace actually, in this early stage of your running career when you're doing the running segments. But even that pace puts stress on your body. Your slow pace probably puts as much stress on your body as an experienced runner's hard run or race pace. Warming up prepares your muscles, tendons, and ligaments to perform by literally warming them up. I can't explain the physiology of it, but it just feels better and it certainly helps prevent injury. It helps you move better. And when you do your warm-up properly, you will notice a difference if you haven't been warming up properly. A primary reason for a good warm-up is that it will gradually elevate your heart rate. The way to know when you're warmed up, or at least one way, is to observe the heart rate. It'll climb a good bit in the first 10 minutes, but then it should start to drop back down. However, newer runners may be so out of shape that it stays elevated for longer. This is one sign that you need to exercise. Over time, your heart rate will be more stable, not elevating as much and returning to normal or near normal much more quickly after you stop running. The main reason you should warm up is to cause your blood vessels to dilate, making it easier for blood to get to your muscles where you need it, making you more comfortable and helping your body work more efficiently and effectively. For the first few weeks, your warm-up should be a mile or two of walking, starting off easy and working up to a brisk walk for most of it. You'll find that you will always perform better after a thorough warm-up, and you'll certainly feel better. Now, just for a minute, I want to touch on walking paces, because I get asked about that quite a bit. For the walking segments of your walk-run intervals, I want you to walk at a brisk pace, but it doesn't need to be, actually it shouldn't be, speed walking. Not now, because I want you to recover when you're walking, to catch your breath at this time. Later, you'll be able to walk faster and still catch your breath. That's it. Not too much to talk about there. Remember, my online coaching program provides detailed schedules telling you what to do all 7 days a week, including stretching, exercises, cross training, and of course, it provides you with progressive walk-run intervals. You'll have access to an 8-week conditioning program that you can do before starting with the walk-to-run to 5K program, if need be. Then you get 8 weeks of walk to run to 5K schedules, then another set of 8-week 5K training schedules. That's to take you to the next level after that. Or you can pay $20 more and get access to the bundle of all my online programs. So you also would get access to my first 10K and first half marathon schedules, which would take you for a whole year. You don't necessarily start at week 1, though. of when you're starting out in the Walk to Run to 5K program. You take the diagnostic test and start at the right place for you and progress from there. So some people beginning on their starting fitness might find that they need to start at week 4 of the Walk to Run program. So that's all explained. Remember, that's at coaching.mojoforrunning.com. And of course, I always put that in the show notes. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at mojoforrunning and at runtampa. And if you're on Facebook, stop by and comment on those Facebook pages. Now, here's today's quote. You can't fail if you don't give up.